Imagine walking into a meeting with a brilliant idea that could transform your company's future. Your heart races as you consider speaking up. Will your colleagues dismiss you? Will your boss think you're overstepping? This moment of hesitation, this calculation of social risk, happens billions of times daily across workplaces worldwide, silently shaping organizational destinies. The difference between teams that flourish and those that flounder often comes down to one critical factor: psychological safety. Timothy Clark's groundbreaking framework reveals that psychological safety isn't a single state, but a progression through four distinct stages, each building on the previous one. This isn't just theoretical. Companies like Microsoft and Google have implemented these principles to dramatic effect. The framework's power lies in its recognition of our fundamental human needs to belong, to learn, to contribute, and to challenge the status quo. When these needs are met, we bring our full capabilities to work. When they're thwarted, we retreat into self-protection, taking our best ideas with us. What makes this approach revolutionary is how it connects our evolutionary psychology to modern workplace dynamics. Our brains register social rejection in the same neural pathways as physical pain, literally making exclusion hurt. Understanding this biological reality helps explain why creating environments where people feel safe to speak up requires deliberate effort to overcome our natural defensive instincts. The psychological safety journey begins with inclusion safety, the sense that you belong simply because you're human. Unlike later stages, inclusion safety isn't earned. It's owed to everyone based on their humanity. If you're human and harmless, you qualify, as Clark puts it. Like a child who feels transformed when another simply says, "Hey, do you want to play?" Next comes learner safety, where people feel secure enough to learn without fear of ridicule. High school calculus teacher Craig Smith exemplifies this, increasing AP calculus participation by 250% with pass rates 777% above state averages. His approach starts with one belief: every student can learn calculus. He values wrong answers as much as right ones. Contributor safety marks the shift from apprenticeship to performance, when the coach says, "Get in the game." Unlike earlier stages, this must be earned through demonstrated competence. The organization empowers competent individuals, gradually increasing their autonomy across task, process, and outcome accountability. Finally, challenger safety represents the highest level, where people feel secure questioning the status quo without fear of retaliation. This is where innovation flourishes. Teams function like brains with remarkable plasticity, their connections occurring between people rather than neurons. A team's true capacity remains unknown, as human ingenuity can always surprise us. Clark's framework centers on two critical dimensions: respect and permission. Respect acknowledges human worth and potential, while permission grants autonomy and agency. When both are high, psychological safety flourishes. When either is missing, we fall into dangerous gutters. Paternalism emerges with high respect but low permission, creating environments that stifle initiative. Universities restricting teaching methods or hospitals limiting nurse decision-making exemplify this. They respect people but struggle to grant permission to learn and innovate. Exploitation occurs with high permission but low respect, where people receive responsibility without support or recognition. Examples include extreme work schedules without overtime pay, unpaid internships for exposure, or startups demanding unlimited hours for future equity. People gradually normalize this abuse through small accumulating concessions. This framework helps leaders diagnose specific psychological safety deficits. Is your organization paternalistic, offering respect without meaningful autonomy, or exploitative, demanding results without adequate support? Creating psychological safety isn't just about being nice. It's about unleashing human potential. High-performing teams combine psychological safety with high standards, creating what Amy Edmondson calls the learning zone. This allows people to stretch beyond comfort zones while feeling supported rather than threatened. Begin by assessing your current environment. Which stage of psychological safety is weakest in your team? Is inclusion safety lacking, with certain people feeling marginalized? Is learner safety compromised by harsh responses to mistakes? Once identified, focus your efforts on the weakest stage first, as each builds upon the previous ones. Small, consistent actions often have more impact than grand gestures. Learn people's names and interests to build inclusion safety. Create structured opportunities for questions and mistakes to build learner safety. Delegate meaningful work with appropriate autonomy for contributor safety. Explicitly invite challenges to your ideas to build challenger safety. Leaders set the tone through their responses to vulnerability. How you react when someone admits a mistake or presents a dissenting opinion sends powerful signals about what behaviors are truly safe. Practice listening to understand rather than listening to respond. This simple shift demonstrates respect for others' perspectives. The evidence is overwhelming. Organizations with high psychological safety consistently outperform their competitors. Google's Project Aristotle famously identified psychological safety as the single most important factor in team effectiveness, more important than individual talent, clear goals, or even meaningful work. Teams with high psychological safety showed 41% less absenteeism, 76% more engagement, 50% less turnover, and 27% reduction in workplace accidents. In today's knowledge economy, organizations compete based on learning agility, their ability to learn at or above the speed of change. Leaders must model humility and curiosity, finding confidence in not knowing and embracing temporary incompetence during learning cycles. Those who demonstrate aggressive, self-directed learning while engaging people are positioned to succeed. A fundamental shift is occurring in leadership paradigms, driven by increasingly competitive environments that demand constant innovation, and knowledge workers who are rejecting traditional authoritarian management. The archetypal charismatic imperial leader, once celebrated in business literature, is now increasingly viewed as an organizational liability. In their place, leaders with exceptional emotional intelligence and carefully managed egos are emerging as the new standard bearers. The Harvard study of adult development, spanning 75 years, confirms what many intuitively know. Quality relationships form the foundation of happiness and health. Strong social connections contribute to emotional well-being, better physical health outcomes, and longer life expectancy. Creating psychological safety requires valuing people's inherent worth, refusing to devalue others regardless of external pressures, emotional triggers, or personal stress. This isn't merely about organizational performance, but about human dignity. By building environments where people can be fully human, we honor our shared humanity and create conditions for everyone to thrive. In our increasingly divided world, this may be our most important work. Each interaction represents a choice point, an opportunity to either nurture or diminish human potential through the respect and psychological permission we extend. When psychological safety flourishes, it creates a virtuous cycle of connection and collaboration that extends beyond workplaces into communities and families. The question isn't whether we can afford to create psychological safety, it's whether we can afford not to. In every interaction, we have the power to either open or close the door to human potential. Which will you choose?